Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing Davel Parasha, Parashiyot Payakel Pekudei. Today's class should be for the Refu'a Shalomah V'Ol HaKholim U'Bichlalam Chemda Barachav Echad Muzan Yalem Echad Mukam Nifkas Arba Anunim Shalom HaMasar Adavir Merchad Yafa V'Dorar Yafa V'Dachav Yafa V'Dester Shalom HaMasar Fahim Anam Shem Merchana Yafa V'Nimayam Yehuda Ben Yafa Chesu Chesu Berchav Merchana Simcha Ben Malkam Yalem Adachav Yisuk Yam Chana Lama Adam Rechad Yafa Kamara Barachad Dan Ben Yisrael Yisrael Manani Yaakum Adam Malkad Yishev Aman Netler Yaman Yafa Yosef Ben Ramah Shem Fenina Yosef Ben Yafa Denem Dina Simcha Ben Yaf Rahim Adam Agil Ba'ad Ayak Kusha Bukhid Adon Gadu Bukhid Ramam Gebe Shem Lecham Merchana Ma'akab Adesem Menachem David Arayam Nifka Dena Sarah Vashoshana Navat Eila Ben Yam Yitzchak Ben Yafa Vigad Okay, in Parashat Vayakel, in the first parasha, and also in many of the parashiyot that talks about the building of the Mishkan, and all of the covers and all of the aspects that go towards the building of the Mishkan, there's one question that came out to me. It's a very beautiful question, actually. And that is, a lot of the parts to the Aron and the wood were all done in halves. If you look at the parasha, it says, Vayas v'tzalel et ha'aron, he made the Aron, atzei shitim, amatayim v'chetzi, two amas and a half, or ko, which is its length, or amah v'chetzi rochbo, its width, also a half. Everything has to do with a half. And you look at all of our show that has to do with the building of the Aron, it's all half, all of the... And the question becomes, why? Why doesn't the Torah just give it? And it's much easier to remember a full one measurement when it's a complete measurement than it is to remember something plus a half. So why does the Torah make it a little bit more complicated and difficult to make it 1.5, 2.5, 3.5? What's the purpose of that? So I heard this question from Yosef Chaim Seidian. He said a very beautiful answer. And he said the answer maybe is the following. Hashem wants us to look inside the Torah and reflect it upon ourselves. So the Torah wanted to teach us that we should never look at ourselves as complete. We always have to look at ourselves as we're a half. We're always halfway there. And everything you do, you're getting one step closer. We're only halfway there. We're never 100% fulfilled. Right? You have to have feelings of accomplishment when you do good things. But you have to constantly be reminding yourself that I didn't do everything. There's a lot of work, like the Pirkei Avot says, there's a lot to be done in this world. It's not meant for you to do everything, but it's meant for you to, you can't just say, I'm not going to do anything. I have to get up and do something. Every single person has a job and mission in this world. Every single person has an avodah, has a purpose. Every single person has an obligation in this world. We can't just sit around and just be bystanders. We have to be actively trying to get closer to Hashem and bring the people around us closer to Hashem. I think with this in mind, you think, now, I'm not just a person who I've reached my goals and now I'm done, I'm finished. I'm not just a person who I have my routine every single day, I do it and I'm done. The mindset of what the Torah wants from us is to be a growth-oriented person. And I think that's what this message is trying to teach us. Why does the Torah reference the Aron with all the pieces of wood in halves? It's trying to teach you that we're not full. We're always going to be half. We always have to be working on ourselves. We always have to have a mindset of how I can grow and be better. Many people, they have this complacency. They have this feeling of chubam. I'm okay. I'm okay the way I am. I don't need to change.
Comfort zone.
Comfortable. I'm okay. I'm good this way. I don't need to change. Why are you trying to change me? Why are you trying to make me different? I'm happy the way I am. And kol hakavod to them. That's great. I'm very happy that they're happy. But I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to give you an analogy. Have you ever tried imagine a graph, and on this graph, there's all these lines, and all of these lines going diagonal, going upwards diagonally. Now, every single line that's going upwards, if you take it from one graph to the next graph, over here it's at 5, over here it's at 10, over here it's at 15. The people who are going up, they continue to go up and up and up. If someone is okay, I'm good the way I am. So now everyone is going up like this, and this person is continuing straight flat. After a year of time, what happens? You think you stayed the same. But if everyone else is growth-oriented, and you're staying the same, you're actually going down. If everyone is growing, it's like, I'll give you a better example. You have a basketball team, okay? And there's a starting five. Four of the starters try really hard to exercise, to work hard, to prepare for their games. There's this one guy, he doesn't care, he comes in late. He doesn't always show up to practice. Eventually, what ends up happening? They get to the game and they see the guy doesn't know. He doesn't know the plays. He's not really on the team. But he started. But he's part of the team. But he's not, because he's not putting in the time and effort that it takes to have a growth-oriented mindset. All he's thinking about, he says, "I'm good. I'm a good player. I'm on the team. I'm starting. I don't need to do anything more than that." That is a mindset that is for failure. You will eventually fail with such a mindset, because you won't be able to succeed. You won't be able to grow by doing that. The Torah is teaching us that our mindset is supposed to be, how can I be able to grow every single day of my life without a day of break? I love to grow because I love to get closer and closer to Hashem. That's the whole purpose. The purpose of what we're doing here is, in everything that we do, is trying to get closer and closer to Hashem. The only way to do that, by getting closer and closer, the only way is through growth. Through a person having a growth-oriented mindset. Now, what does that mean, having a growth-oriented mindset? That means when something new comes to the table, I'm introduced to a new law, something that I haven't been accustomed to my whole life. But this is what the rabbis are saying. They're saying, this is the halakha. This is what our custom is. But you say, but I'm not used to that. You train your mind to say, it's not about me. It's about a bigger purpose here of what I'm doing here. It's about my connection with Hashem. I can't be selfish and say, it's all about me. I'm not used to it. I can't grow. I can't do anything more. You have to have a mindset. I'm open-minded. I'm willing to grow. I'm willing to be a better person. I'm willing to be closer to Hashem. It doesn't need to be that person who is completely not observant, for example. Someone who's not Shomer Shabbat doesn't mean he has to accept Shabbat all in one day. There's steps he gets to get there. But he can't say, Shabbat is not for me. I can't ever keep Shabbat. Why? Because it's against the Torah. The Torah says you have to keep Shabbat. Now, a person may not have been brought up that way. That's okay. That's perfectly fine. But the mindset you have to have is, how can I grow every week in order to eventually, after many years, be able to get to that point? That's the goal. The goal is to have that growth mindset. I'll tell you something. I was giving a class a few years ago for college men. I was going to someone's apartment to giving a college class. And I was talking about this topic. And some person came up to me after the class and he said, I have a question for you. He said, I'm not Shomer Shabbat today. This is what he told me. But he said, my goal in the future is to become. And I'm working at it. I'm working slowly, but I'm working at it. I have a growth-oriented mindset. I'm trying to grow. It's taking me time, because I'm not used to it yet, but I'm growing. And eventually, after time, I want to be Shomer Shabbat. If Mashiach comes while I'm not Shomer Shabbat, am I good or am I bad? This is what the guy asked me. It's a good question, no? He said, if Mashiach comes while I'm on the way there, but I'm not there yet, what will Mashiach say?
Good job.
So I told him the following answer. I said to him, you need to ask yourself, what does Hashem think about you? Does Hashem think you're going in the right direction or not? And I said, if you're trying to grow and you're trying to get closer to Hashem and it's taking you time, you don't think Hashem understands that it takes time? You don't think Hashem understands? Hashem is so happy that you're trying to grow, and He loves you because you're trying to grow and you have a growth-oriented mindset. But a person who says, I can't do it, I'll never grow, I'll never take the step, then how can Hashem say, I'm with you? Hashem is with every single person, 100%. But He wants us to grow. He wants us to get as close to Hashem as possible. The only way to do that is with a growth-oriented mindset. So I told the person, you have nothing to worry about. It's not about what you're doing today. It's about what you're trying to do. It's about the efforts that you put in. This is the main difference between Hashem and every other boss in the world. You go to any job in the world, the way how they pay you is what? Did you do well? You get paid. Did you make the sale? You get a commission. Otherwise, you don't get anything. The boss doesn't come to you and say, I'm so proud of you. You almost sold the building. You almost did it. He doesn't say that. In fact, the opposite. A lot of times he'll degrade you. You didn't sell it. You suck. With Hashem, it doesn't work like that. Hashem, it's all about the effort. It's not about the result. It's all about how much you put in. It's all about the growth. It's all about your mindset. It's all about being growth-oriented. If a person is growth-oriented, even if he's not fully there yet, Hashem loves him because he wants to get there. He has a plan to get there. You set out projections and a plan to be able to reach those goals. That's what Hashem wants from us. And I think maybe this is an idea why our parasha is, and most of the parasha that refer to the Aron is all in halves. One amma and a half, two amot and a half. Why? Why half? To remind us that we're not perfect. We're not complete. We're meant to always be thinking that we're half, because we have to continue wanting to grow. If we have growth-oriented mindsets, Hashem will always look at us with a good eye. I pray and hope that we take this beautiful message, that we always, always, always have a growth-oriented mindset, always wanting to grow, always wanting to get closer to Hashem, and we have such a growth mindset, never being closed-minded, always being open-minded for more growth. Some people at slower paces, and that's fine, but always wanting to grow more and more and more, closer to Hashem, and with that, Hashem will only pour out. Have a great day, everyone.